This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. McDonald's is in some trouble. The world's biggest fast food chain just isn't cutting it anymore. Sales are down, we learned earlier this week. Consumers are confused by all the menu options, and so a recovery plan is underway. Vanessa Wong is an associate editor at Bloomberg Businessweek. She wrote about the Golden Arches earlier. Vanessa, good to have you back.
Hey, Kai. Great to be here.
Put it into context for me. How bad are things at McDonald's?
Well, McDonald's recently reported that same-store sales haven't been positive since October 2013. So it's had a solid full year of
Badness.
Of badness, of sales either being negative. And I think the best month was in April when same-store sales were flat in the U.S.
All right, then nuts and bolts. What specifically is McDonald's going to do? Because they've got like a whole agenda here. They actually call it something, right?
Right. So their plan is called the Experience of the Future. So back in July, McDonald's CEO Don Thompson said that the chain would be taking 18 months to reposition itself so that it wouldn't be seen by consumers as just an inexpensive place to eat, but also a desirable place to eat. So they're trying to engage with consumers and address some of their concerns about food quality, while also seeming to be more of a hip, relevant brand. And that's what McDonald's has identified as part of the problem is that now they're not relevant as they need to be.
Yeah, the idea of McDonald's repositioning itself as anything other than McDonald's, I mean, that's like 50, 60 years of rebranding they've got to deal with.
Totally. And, you know, there's still a lot of brand equity in McDonald's. Obviously, they're, you know, they're still the category leader, but there's just so much competition now in fast food, not only in the burger category, but also from the fast casual chains, which are still a small part of the market. But at a time when fast food sales aren't growing, they are stealing market share and preventing some of the larger chains from growing their sales.
They are also, you're right, going to offer table service in some places?
They are testing table service.
Wow. I don't know if I want that.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you know, maybe it's for the chill consumer who just wants a leisurely lunch. They're also rolling out this build your own burger test, which they've tested in a few restaurants in California. And they plan to roll this out in about 2,000 restaurants by the end of 2015.
And they've got, what, a year left in this 18-month plan that the CEO announced?
Yeah, so we'll know a little bit more by the end of next year whether or not this plan will work. But I think, you know, it's a difficult thing building relevance when, you know, you're competing on speed and price. And, you know, Starbucks does a fairly good job with its customer service. You know, they spell or misspell your name on your cup, but it does help you build like a relationship with your local barista. And I'm not sure if McDonald's has built the same types of relationships with its customers.
That's not what you want at McDonald's, right? You want the Egg McMuffin and a hash brown and you want to get out of there.
And you want to get out of there. And you might be just getting it in a drive-thru, too. Right. So, you know, there are challenges there.
Vanessa Wong at Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks, Vanessa. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kai.